Hello, Marshal. This is George Gunn speaking. You all know how wonderful DDT is supposed to be for getting rid of pests. Well, think of the first letters of the name Detective Dick Tracy. There's that DDT again. And Dick Tracy is out to exterminate the pestilence of society, foul characters who try to gain their ends dishonestly. Dick Tracy's life is full of danger. So when you listen to Tracy's adventures over the radio Monday through Friday, you know that you're in for an exciting time. Thousands enjoy the daily chapters of his thrilling exploits, so make it a point to be among them, won't you? Dick Tracy, protector of law and order, will be heard tomorrow, same time, same station. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
WENR at your service, Chicago 54. By transcription.
Jay's Creations. Great brushes and lunches, huge successes. Just follow the rule of the three S's.
With soup, salads, and sandwiches eat.
WENR, Chicago.
Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Here we go on another thrilling adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. And now, Jack Armstrong and the Diamond Kid. While out west, Jack Armstrong and his friends met a young man named Dave Walton, a boy in his teens who had run away from Mid-City, his hometown. Dave had been captain of the Mid-City Diamonds, a baseball team run by Sarge Gleason, a returned serviceman. Before the war, Gleason was an outfielder in the big leagues, one of the most famous players in the country. During the Battle of Guadalcanal, he lost a leg. But like so many other Marines, he carried on in spite of his handicap. He took a great interest in other young men, taught them his favorite game. And when he returned to Mid-City, he carried on his work. He leased an old rundown ballpark, and with the aid of willing kids, he put it into good shape, and then organized the Mid-City Diamonds. Dave Walton was his best pitcher and the mainstay of the team. He was entrusted with the payroll and other monies at the club. One day, while counting up at the box office, several young hoodlums held him up, stole the gate receipts, and disappeared. Dave, believing that his younger brother was a member of this gang, ran away rather than inform on him. He told this whole story to Jack Armstrong and Dick Hardy, and our two friends induced him to return to Mid-City. Friday, we saw Sarge Gleason accept him back into the club and heard him invite Jack Armstrong and the rest to make the ballpark their headquarters.
There they go, Billy. I can't see Jimmy or Vic, but we better wait.
Boy, those passenger planes are getting bigger every day. Well, I wonder if Jimmy had a good time this summer.
What'd you say, Billy?
I wonder if Jimmy had a good time out west.
Well, of course he did, Billy. He'll never forget that adventure in the hidden city of Death Valley. And I'll bet he'll be talking about old Rawhide for the rest of his life.
Good old Rawhide. Do you think he'll ever visit us in the east, Jack?
No, Billy, I don't think he will. Rawhide belongs to the west.
Well, come on, let's get back to the car. We promised Sarge Gleason would be out at the ballpark by noon.
You know, when Dave was telling us about the Sarge, I didn't think he'd be so young. He's not over 25 or 30.
Very few of the servicemen are much older than that, Billy.
Yeah, I know, Jack, but well, when you think of a baseball coach, you think I'm a little older than that.
He's done a great job for Mid-City.
He's got a bigger job ahead of him if he wants to do all of the things he told us yesterday.
I've been thinking about those things he told us yesterday, Billy, and I'm all for helping him out.
You mean staying here in Mid-City?
Yeah. Until the end of the baseball season, at least.
Yeah, I admit that'd be fun. But I don't think he'll ever get that gang of hoodlums from the other side of the tracks to join them.
I think he will, Billy. The Sarge is a pretty smart fellow. He knows how to handle kids. Well, here we are. You want to drive?
No, that's okay. You drive. Oh, it's hot inside this car. I'd better roll down these windows.
Yeah, I'll roll them down on this side.
Oh, it's like an oven in here.
It'll cool off as we start to drive.
I like a door closed. Gee, it's going to seem funny not having Vic around for a few days.
Yes, it will be strange. But it'll give us a chance to get acquainted with the boys on the team. Billy, the boy who broke his leg yesterday, what was his name?
Milt Kaiser, second baseman.
Yeah. He's going to be in the hospital for quite some time. Why don't you volunteer to
play second base? Oh, boy, I'd like to, but...
Oh, gee whiz, Jack. I haven't played ball since Hudson High. I don't know whether I could or not.
Well, it's an idea. We'll talk it over with Sarge.
Hospital in time. He was our powerhouse, Ray. Oh, hi,
Leg. Now, forget that kind of talk. Get out there on the field and go to work.
That's where I'm going, Sarge. That's where I'm going. Hey, Keith, how about picking me a few so I can knock them out to the hospital?
Hey, Sarge. Sarge Keeson.
Oh. Hello, Dave. Good to see you. Well, don't just stand there. Come on. The boys will be glad to see you.
Look, Sarge. You're sure they don't know nothing about why I scrambled away from here?
Well, they think you were on a vacation, Dave.
Hey, guys. Guys, look who's here.
Oh, everything,
Casey.
Hi, Dave.
Walton.
Come on. Go ahead, Dave. There's your auntie.
Hiya, Guy. Hiya, Joe. Hiya, Casey. Hey, look, it's Corby Clancher. Hiya, Corby.
Where you been, Dave? Where you been? The guy said you were on vacation. Big shot, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Corny. Big shot.
Where was you at, Dave? Where'd you go?
Huh? Well, I was out west, out in California.
Geez.
Hey, did you guys know that cowboys don't lasso cows? You wouldn't be giving us a bum steer, would you?
All right,
I'm good, Goofy, since I left here, Corny. Come on, let's get out in the field. I want to try this arm out.
Yeah.
See you later, Sarge.
Hey, let's go on a new ball.
Mel Kaiser goes to the hospital, and Dave Walton comes back. Some of the luck is on my side.
Hey, Sarge! Sarge, please!
Oh, somebody calling me? Oh, hello, Billy.
Sorry we didn't get here sooner, Sarge. We had to see Vic and Jimmy off, and the plane was about half an hour late. And we stopped to get a sandwich on the way. How do you feel today, Sarge?
Oh, much better, Jack, now that Dave is back on the team. Well, look at him out there.
Okay, Dave, burn in!
Hey, he looks good.
Oh, let's see you strike him out, Dave.
I don't think he'll strike out Casey.
Boy, Dave.
Dave has plenty of speed on that ball. That trip out west seems to have done him some good. Let's watch this one.
Hey, what's the matter, Casey? Can't you see him?
Dave has always been able to inspire the team. There's more spirit out there today than they've shown in 5 weeks.
Let him hit it.
What a windup.
Dave, take it easy on that arm. Better limber up gradually.
Okay, Sarge.
Did you get any further reports on Milk Kaiser?
Yeah, how is he, Sarge?
And he'll be out of the lineup for several weeks. Compound fracture.
Well, how'd he do it, Sarge?
Sliding into third base. His spike's caught in a loop of wire.
A loop of wire out there on the diamond? Well, what's the matter with your groundskeeper?
Nothing, Billy. The wire wasn't near third base the night before the accident. You see, Glenn Clayton takes care of the grounds every night after the game.
You mean that someone... Someone deliberately...
That's right, Jack. Someone drove that wire into the ground and carefully covered it up with sand. With an old coat hanger.
One of the opposing team?
No, I think it was one of the hoodlums who've been trying to wreck the team. Oh, wait a second, will you? Dave, where's that follow-through? Lay it into him!
Okay, Doc.
It's a pretty tough neighborhood, Jack. A good many of the young fellows look upon me and the rest of the boys as reformers. You see, all those kids out in the field once belonged to the gangs in this neighborhood.
You told us something about the other kids in the neighborhood. Said they believed in the survival of the fittest.
That's putting it rather mild, Jack, but they're not bad. Not really bad. They just haven't had a chance to compare their method with the right way of doing things. But if we can keep this ballpark going and keep the clubhouse open for a year or so, they may come around. Good many of them became interested in boxing during the Golden Gloves tryout last winter. Yeah, we had a good team. Young fellas, but they gave a good accounting of themselves.
I see. Now, that means you run this park as an all-year proposition.
I hope to. I took it over in September of 45. I have to prove I can make it pay by September of this year, or I'll lose my lease. If we have any more accidents, I won't stand a chance of holding it. You see, if a team doesn't win, the stands are half empty. We have to just about fill them to clear expenses.
Well, I should think the city'd be glad to help you out. After all, you've made a recreation center out of this.
Yeah, that's right, Jack, but it's a professional enterprise. At least that's the way the city fathers look at it. Well, we'll make expenses this month. If I can get a couple of good boys in the lineup, a few more anyhow, win some games in August, get a shot at the intercity championship, I will be able to hold the park.
Dave told us your lease was with Swagger Lawton. He said Swagger'd like to break that lease.
Yeah, he told me as much. You see, we've improved this place considerably. Spent a few $1,000 repairing the stands, put in, oh, I don't know how many man hours of work. Dave and the rest of the boys got hundreds of kids to help. They put the field in condition.
Anyone would be proud to come in here now, Sarge. It's fine.
Oh, say about boys for the lineup. Billy plays a fine game of ball.
Oh, that's so, Billy. Would you like to put on a uniform and get out there and show me what you can do?
Well, gee whiz, Sarge. Yeah, but... Oh, look, I think it's only fair to tell you that I haven't played for a few years.
Well, come on, let's go back into the locker room. What size suit do you wear? About 38 or 39?
Yeah, 38. Look, Jack, Sarge, I hope I... Well, okay, let's go.
While Sarge takes Billy into the locker room to get him a uniform, let you and I walk down Avenue A. Avenue A is a street you've seen many times. Row upon row of brownstone buildings, vendors shouting their wares along the curbs, people everywhere. Not a healthy place for children to play, but there are plenty of them here. Some playing sidewalk games, others darting out into the street in dangerous games of tag. Wait a second. Yes, there's the person I'm looking for. Swagger Lawton.
Best shoe shine you ever did see.
That's why I always have you touch him up, Licorice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Forbid.
Now keep the change. Hey, wait a minute. You don't think I'm paying a half a buck for a shine? Have you seen Migs and Bugs?
I ain't seen Bugs, but Migs is waiting for you down at the pool room.
And when's your big brother getting out of stir, Licorice?
He's gonna be an old man, Mr. Lawton. He got him good this time.
Too bad. Here's another buck. Give it to your old lady.
Yes, sir. I'll tell her you don't give it to me.
Hi, Swagger.
Hey, Migs. Come here.
You're in a jiffy, Swagger. I got this.
I said come here. Now.
Okay, Swagger. I'll be back later. What's the rush, boss? I had him down about
10 cats.
What do you want?
And let's go for a walk. I want to talk with you. Come on.
What's up, Swagger?
First, I want to give you the dough, I promise you, if it's taking Milk Tiger out of the game. Yeah. Hey, what'd you use? Coat hanger?
Yeah. Hey, you promised me a sawbuck. There's only a fin here. How come?
I hear Dave Walton came back.
Promised me a sawbuck.
How come Walton came back? Who are those two guys he brought with him? I thought I paid you to keep me informed.
Oh, I didn't know Dave'd come back. When did he get back?
Check with his brother, Bugs. Have him find out who those other two kids are.
Sure, I'll check with Bugs. It's the noise of that punk coming back after the robbery.
Find out if he still thinks Bugs was in the gang that held him up.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Maybe he's got ideas. Yeah, maybe he's got a new slant. He didn't see any of us, Swagger, and he couldn't tell who he was.
And if he did, he couldn't prove anything. If you burned Bug's hat like I told you to.
Sure, and his shirt, too. Bug's just still looking for the guy what stole him. Hey, I thought up another idea to throw a monkey wrench in the team. How would you like I should get the gang and go up in the stands and raise a riot? You know, start a scrap and bust things up.
First thing I want you to do is to get a line on those two new boys. And I want you to try and get Dave Walton back with our outfit.
He won't come back. You know he won't. I asked him 100 times. The guy Sarge's got him hypnotized.
Just ask Dave how he'd like to see Bugs go up the road for the payroll robbery.
Hey, you got something there, Swagger. Yeah, you got something there. But what if he asks Bugs?
He won't. Bugs thinks he did the job. Bugs won't even talk to him about it. I warned him not to. He takes orders.
Everybody takes orders from you. They better, huh, Swagger? Okay, I'll pull that line on him. Hey, I was just thinking. If Dave gets back in the rubber, the diamonds might start winning again. And if those two new guys... Hang on, see why you want the load on them, too. Yeah, maybe they're hot.
If they are, we'll cool them down, Migs. And you get me all the dope on them, you'll get the other fin and the other sawbuck.
I need the other fin now, Swagger. The old lady give me 10 to buy me a new suit. I lost it. Give me the 5 now, or I'll get my hide took and lost.
When you find out about those new players, meet me at my place. Come in the alley entrance and make sure you're not seen. Now, scram.
But the other fin...
I said scram.
Okay, Swagger. I'll get all the dope for you. See you tonight.
those young hoods come in handy. We've got to figure out some way of scaring those new kids off the team.
That's Swagger Lawton, the owner of Mid-City Baseball Park. It's easy to see that he intends to do everything he can to put Sarge Gleason out of business and take over the team. He said he'll have to figure a way to scare Jack and Billy. That's a laugh. You and I know that our two friends have faced more dangerous men than Lawton. Or have they? He's a new type of criminal for Jack Armstrong and the rest. Believe you me, I want to know what's going to happen, and I know you do too. So be sure, all of you, to listen in tomorrow for the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. This is Fred Casper inviting you to be back with us tomorrow for another thrill-packed episode of Jack Armstrong and the Diamond Kid. This is ABC, the...